The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lots of text messages coming in on the Big Rock text line. Yours is welcome as well, 877-235-9405. Your calls are welcome as well. Texter says, these Dems sure didn't like leaks when true information about Hillary Clinton was leaked. Of course they didn't. Texter says, Hillary Clinton's emails were accurate, but they just didn't care. A lot of the information about the president that comes out is not accurate, but they repeat it. That's right. That's how they hope to defeat Donald Trump in 2020, as he likes to say, the fake news. Dave in Campobello, every red-blooded true conservative should call their congressmen and senators to demand that they defend our president publicly over this witch hunt whistleblower scam that's bringing down our nation. You're right, Dave. We do have to let them know. And hey, look. We have some strong Republican conservatives out there doing just that. Hillary Clinton, of course, has made some little sly comments here and there. The Democrat machine, the Clinton machine, they're still at work trying to undermine everything the president does. But if we stay strong, if we stick together, we're going to be okay, I think. I think that last week's move by Nancy Pelosi to give her blessings to this impeachment process, even though it's going to be painful at times, it's going to be frustrating at times for us to have to listen to what they're going to throw at the president. As this CBS poll suggested that was released yesterday, and the bright spot in that poll, I think, was the fact that independents believe that they're out to hurt the president and believe that this is not good for the nation. And all we need are a few of those independents for Donald Trump to be reelected. Cheryl writes on the Big Rock text line, I want to know where the Trump appointee CIA director Gina Haspel is in all this. Did she allow this last-minute change to the whistleblower rules? She must know who this troublemaker is. The reason the Dems are hiding this person behind whistleblower status is so they can't be shown to be a liar, hater, and troublemaker like Ballsy Ford was. Haspel needs to expose this person. Well, Adam Schiff says that they're working hard to make sure that this person is protected, that this person is safe. Again, it's going to be interesting to see. If, in fact, this whistleblower does show up on Capitol Hill this week, it's going to be interesting to see if, in fact, they can keep the person's identity a secret, because it's impossible these days to keep anything a secret. But Adam Schiff says that they're working out the details. They're taking all steps necessary to keep this person secure and to keep this person's identity confidential.
As Director McGuire promised during the hearing, that whistleblower will be allowed to come in and come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say. We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. Now, we are taking all the precautions we can to make sure that we do so. We allow that testimony to go forward in a way that protects the whistleblower's identity, because as you can imagine, with the president issuing threats like we ought to treat these people who expose my wrongdoing as we used to treat traitors and spies, and we used to execute traitors and spies, you can imagine the security concerns here.
Now, that whole reference to traitors and spy, of course, is coming from a conversation that the president had, a private conversation, but became public, like so many often do. And he talked about what we used to do with traitors and those who betrayed our country.
Anybody who has sat through two.
Wrong one. Let's see which one. Which one's the president here? I lost it, Tommy.
Talking about the president from
Which one's the president?
The other night. Oh my gosh! Why are we not seeing this?
Where'd
this
it go? It's like it disappeared.
Number seven. Are you looking for number seven?
Ah, there it is.
Basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, meaning never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information, because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days where we were smart, right? The spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
So that's what Adam Schiff was referring to when the president made that comment about, and you heard someone laughing in the background, made the comment about the spy and the whistleblower. William is in Clover. Welcome in, William. Good morning.
How you doing? Can you hear me good?
I got you, William. What's on your mind?
Well, this is in reference to the lady that wants to bring in minorities into the Republican Party.
Right.
I used to be involved in the Republican Party. I was former chairman of the Republican Party in Saluda County, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So I'm familiar with this. They were talking the same thing 25 or 30 years ago. And by and large, it never worked because blacks as a group, and I'm not trying to oversimplify because I know there's some good conservative black people, but blacks as a general rule are more concerned about free Medicare, free college tuition, and promoting a socialist agenda as they did under Obama than anything else. And getting back to Obama, when Obama was president, he had the worst economic growth of any president that ever got reelected because they vote on the basis of race and not basically on the basis of ideology. And I think that we'd be better off expending that time, effort, and energy trying to recruit people at state universities and colleges who are being indoctrinated by socialist college professors than we would be wasting those resources on minorities that historically have never supported a conservative agenda. And I think it's pie in the sky thinking you're going to recruit these people.
So, William, let me ask you this then. When you have someone like Tim Scott, obviously a black U.S. senator, and you have someone like Miss James, who's president of the very conservative Heritage Foundation, she too is African-American. When you have two African-Americans saying, we've got to reach into the African-American community because we came from that community, how do you reach them? If I understand what you're saying, you don't believe we can reach them.
Well, I got one group of people that I would like to exclude from that, and that is black Christians. I think they can be reached with a conservative message because they, too, are against abortion and a lot of these other things, gay marriage and whatnot.
Well, I've heard Tim Scott say this many times in the past. I think that's who he's talking about. You know, he has a very strong faith, grew up in the church, and I think that's his whole point, is that they believe like us. And I think that's what Ms. James is saying, is that they are conservatives. They just don't realize they're conservatives.
Well, the number one area for recruitment for socialists right now is the state university.
Yeah.
That's where the Republican Party needs to concentrate some effort, because the Democrats, they got a free rein there, and they're indoctrinating kids like crazy.
Yeah, I agree with that, William. Hey, appreciate you listening in, Clover. Have a great Monday.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.